program consideration comes from Lithographic Communications. Lithographic Communications, located in Munster, has been providing both printing and mailing services locally since 1988. More information is available at 219-924-9779. NIPSCO supports Lakeshore Public Radio because a little information can be a huge help. Sign up for NIPSCO alerts to receive updates on your account, including power outage status updates via text, email, or phone. Learn more at NIPSCO.com/alerts.
It's Friday, and it's time for Let's Eat with me, Chef Nick. Join us from 3 to 4 for an hour of food, drink, and a little information. Call in and have a chance to win a gift card. Call 769-9577. Thanks for tuning in to Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM.
Good afternoon, Lakeshore listeners. We're sitting here in our Maryville studio, right across the street from the South Lake Mall. Live with Sharon Jackson and me, Chef Nick, on Let's Eat. How you doing, Sharon?
I'm good. Happy Friday. How you doing?
Good, good. We're sitting here on, what, 89.1 FM?
Mm-hmm.
Lakeshore Public Radio, WLPR. No other place like it in Northwest Indiana.
Oh, yes, I agree.
I agree. Yeah. I think it's one of the best places to be in Northwest Indiana. It's right here. And you know what? It's nice and cool.
Definitely. Feels,
compared to that hot kitchen I just got out of. This place is just beautiful.
No wonder why you like us so much.
Oh, I know. I come here just for the air.
It's like a little Shangri-La.
It is a Shangri-La.
You know, I'll get a fan and just fan you.
I'm just in my captain chair and I'm just ready to go.
Exactly.
So what's going on in the region this weekend? Anything special?
Well, you know, those farmers markets in Crown Point, those are on. There's Saturday morning farmers market, and then they have the Wednesday one that they've added. And from a health perspective, Franciscan Health is offering these diabetes classes at their campus in Hammond and Dyer, and it's a benefit for people who have insurance, commercial insurance, or Medicare. And there's a bunch of classes that are going to be going on in August and September and even July dates as well. And of course, you know, all kinds of cool dune stuff. There's always something to talk about at the Indiana
Dunes.
It's
beautiful.
I love that.
In the summertime in Northwest Indiana, it's the best time.
It's wonderful.
In the fall, summer. I'm not really a you know, the spring, winter.
I just went. I would go in the fall. I've gone in the winter.
Yeah.
I'm crazy. But I love it. I love the dunes. I love the beach.
Don't they have, the Festival of the Lakes going on?
That is going on.
That's going on
at Wolf Lake Park in Hammond.
Yeah.
Three Doors Down is going to be there.
Didn't they say Bad Company?
Bad Company is going to be there. Those are headliners. Yeah. And then there's other opening acts.
There's probably something going on in every town in this area.
You can't beat summer in Northwest Indiana and Chicago, even for that matter.
Oh, yeah.
Chicagoland, yeah. Northwest Indiana land.
Well, you know what?
It's awesome.
There's a celebration going on tomorrow, and that's my daughter's birthday. She's going to be 18 years old.
Oh, happy birthday. What's her name?
Alexis.
Happy birthday, Alexis.
I don't think I'm going to be able to tell her what to do anymore.
18. And she graduated high school, too.
She graduated high school, too.
Wow. Yeah. So now you're in these kind of transition years.
Yeah, my mind's having a problem with it.
It's going to take some getting used to.
Yeah. So this episode this week, Sharon, here on Let's Eat, it's kind of like
We should
food,
walk and talk.
Yeah.
Let's walk and talk
let's
and
walk
get to where we need
we
to go.
Go to. Well, yeah, I hear you went to Area 51. Wait. Did you go to Area 51?
I tried, but they shooed me away. I kind of got in, for a few minutes.
Did you get what we needed?
Yeah. Because here we go. Here it is. See it?
Everything we get is old and cranky.
Sorry.
I mean, you can't get a new spaceship.
Hey, beggars can't be choosers here.
You got this is a two-seater you got.
Mm-hmm.
Because the people we have.
And you know, you could drive once in a while.
I don't want to drive.
You could drive once in a while. Well, and then I could sit at the
I drive all the time with my wife. It's time for you to drive.
No, you're gonna. Oh, you drive all the time with your wife.
I'm always driving.
Karen's a good sport.
You know what? We're taking a spaceship to Future Surgical. You know, they're like futuristic.
Picking up speed.
They got. I know. My head's starting to hurt me. You got that barf bag for me?
I forgot that.
Oh gosh. It's okay. I'll
be
okay. We'll be okay.
I'll just try to go a little faster.
Yeah, let's get there real soon. We got Joe and Jed here from Future Surgical. They're like food scientists. This is a whole different show than we ever done before. And slow down, Sharon!
You're finding all kinds of cool stuff to talk about.
My eyeballs are back by where my ears are. Are we almost there?
You're all right.
All right. We're going to land. You know, it's funny. Future Surgical is where Van Durham Farms is, and they're only probably a mile away, and we took a spaceship to get there?
You said you wanted that. You said you wanted the spaceship.
Well, because Joe...
Hey, so I'm delivering.
Joe said they got places, like, all over the world. I thought we were going to go all over the world, but we'll just go to Crown Point and visit Joe.
Okay.
At Future Surtical. And that's who we have in the station today, is Joe from Future Surtical.
Mm-hmm.
And we have his partner, Jed. But Jed is taping us right now, and he said he does not want to talk.
Jed's kind of like a silent partner today.
But, you know, Jed does want to talk. Joe wants to talk. But we want the listeners to talk. So call in 769-9577. That's 769-9577. And usually we give away, like, gift cards to restaurants. This time we're going to give away something that's very healthy. And it's a month's supply of Nutrum.
Beautiful.
Which is, Joe's going to explain that. So,
yeah, I want to hear all about this.
We're going to have Joe. Joe, how are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Joe's from Future Surtical. Is that how I should go, with Future Surtical? Should I go with Van Durham Farms? What should I do there?
Yeah, so actually Future Surtical's is where we're going to be coming from, but Van Durham Farms, Future Surtical is two sister companies. We really work together on all the things we do. The sales team's probably a little more competitive than the rest of us, but you know, trying to lock down which one's a food company, which one's a dietary supplement company. But overall, yeah, we work together as one larger company, doing the food processing and getting the different healthy ingredients into the foods that we eat every day.
Well, first of all, why don't you give us a little personal background about yourself?
Yeah, so, you know, I went to school at Marquette University and studied biomedical sciences. At the time, you know, the counselor was trying to figure out, what am I going to do with this guy? He doesn't want to go into a lab and doesn't want to do some of the things we're talking about. And, you know, over time, I eventually found my niche in the health foods and the nutraceutical industry, and really have loved it, and just all the benefits that it brings to the body, and just the ways that we're able to help support what's going on in the body. And so in school, actually, it really kind of turned me a little bit more. I was already kind of a hippie in some ways. My mom was part of the South Suburban Food Co-op, and mm-hmm. we were eating healthy and trying to do the right thing, and had a big garden in the back. And over time, just going to through the classes, realized that there's just so much more we can be doing to help support the body, and even our approach to how we think about health. If we think that the body's doing something wrong and it's always some kind of outside invader that's causing all of our problems, it's easier to push that off, but then eventually realize that we can do a lot more to support our bodies, to work with our bodies, because our bodies are trying to do the right thing. And mm-hmm. so that kind of led me on a path, and actually I listened to your show a while back on
Thanks.
Sunrise
uh-huh.
and in Balm's Food. I used to work for Sunrise.
You know what's funny is I was just thinking about when we had Balm's Food and we had Sunrise on, mm-hmm. they all started the same way. It's like a ground roots effort. It's like something's wrong with me. I'm going to take care of myself. Right. I figured it out. Now I'm going to pass it on to other people.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm natural. I'm going to grow my own, like you said, in the backyard.
Right.
I'm going to figure it out, and I'm going to pass it on to make a business out of it.
Right.
That's what we've been hearing. And that's sort of like your
Yeah,
your
and actually, my story is kind of like that, too. Actually, as a young kid, my mom really got into all this because of the fact that I was kind of a sickly kid. Growing up, I had allergies and asthma, and my mom was just, she just didn't know what to do. I'd end up in the hospital, and my dad's like, hey, no more poking this kid with needles anymore.
Right.
We gotta figure something out here. And my mom got into it, and really, you know, her sister was into it, and they kind of together grew in a passion for it, and then eventually passed that on to me. And even before school, even before going to school, I really knew that I wanted to take that path because I saw what it did for me. I saw what it did for other people. And yeah, actually, it's funny. It brought me back to the South Suburban Food Co-op a few years ago. Actually, about 7 years ago, I was president of the South Suburban Food Co-op, you know, where I had been playing in the play area there while my mom was packaging cheese or whatever she mm-hmm. did to volunteer. Eventually, came back to it and really wanted to support that because of all the things I saw that was doing for me, for my family, and the people around me. So, yeah, it really was a story that kind of brought me back to a place where I didn't really realize at the time I was at. You know, mm-hmm. I just was complaining about whatever I was eating. You know,
right.
I was like, why do we have to eat this? And everybody else is eating all this other stuff. Why can't I have all that?
Were you doing a gluten-free diet back then?
No, back then it was more just trying to really manage dairy and some
sugars
of the things
I was having.
And sugar, right. Yeah, and just trying to get more whole food in. And really, mm-hmm. that's what I've loved about And what I really came back to in this industry was the fact that it really is focusing on getting people to just eat more whole food.
Mm-hmm.
You know, food that was designed for our body to eat and the food that matches our body already.
What whole food, can you explain what that is?
Yeah, so if you think about what we do today, most food we're eating is processed in some way. And in a way, generally, that's going to remove something from it, generally going to take something away from it that was beneficial to us. So the main three ingredients we typically are eating on a daily basis are refined flour, processed oil, and refined sugar.
Mm-hmm.
All three of those have had something removed. They've all had something where through heat or something else has destroyed some of the nutrients that were inside of it. And so really most of what we're eating are those kinds of things. And so that's what I really like about the company I'm with. We're really trying to get more of the whole foods everybody knows that we should be eating, you know, on a daily basis, the greens, the berries, the things that really have lots of nutrients in them and can supply our bodies in ways that, you know, refined flours and processed sugars and processed oils really can't. And so one of the ways that we process at Van Drunen is freeze-drying. And the freeze-drying process is really unique because it doesn't use a lot of heat to process. It only takes 60 degrees, so cooler than it is outside today, mm-hmm. to take it from having moisture in it to no longer having moisture in it. We do that with pressure and some of the things we do there. But then you're left with essentially the berry that can last on the shelf. So, you know, we all want convenience. We all want to have things last a little longer on the shelf, and that's understandable. But if we could do that in a way where we don't lose the benefits of those whole foods, then we get a lot more out of it, and our bodies respond to that.
Now, how many years have you been with Van Drunen Farms?
11.
11.
Yeah, 11 years.
Have you ever concocted something where they're going to use it?
Or actually, the organic greens, I was part of that, and okay. Really more from a flavor position of that and trying to get more of those whole foods in it. So one of the products we brought today, it has the spinach and the kale and the sprouts and the berries, you know, all those things. That was really fun for me to be a part of because of the fact that that's the part I was most passionate about, is really getting more of these whole foods into people. And if we can do it in a powder that is easy to mix, then that makes it easier.
So before we start talking about the superfoods that they do and all the neat things, give us a little history about the company. Who is Van Drunen Farms? How large are they? Did we really need a spaceship to get there? And folks, you need to call in.
Futureceutical.
Yeah.
Am I pronouncing it right?
Futureceutical.
Yeah.
Futureceutical.
769-9577. 769-9577. And Joe gave me samples, not just samples, a month's supply for the Nutrim, which is an old but new product that they're pushing out there, very healthy. So give us a call at 769-9577, and we'll send you a couple canisters to get you through the month. Let's go with the history of Van Drunen Farms.
Yeah, so Van Drunen, you know, really their family came here in the mid-1800s and started farming. And that really was, you know, just where the whole story kind of starts, because it really, to us, is really...
When you said they came here, where
from
here?
The Netherlands.
No, I mean, we're here in the States.
Oh. That's a good question. I think
because they got farms in Indiana, right?
Yeah, I don't know if we have farms in Indiana, but more on the Illinois side, on the border.
Okay,
in Moments is where most of the action is happening.
Okay,
but that family had come over from the Netherlands and I think settled either in the Michigan or Chicagoland area,
mm-hmm.
and then eventually kind of moved more to this area and were farming more in this area. And then, just through time, they really had a passion for food and a passion for innovation. And so the whole time, they were looking for new ways to get these things going and freezing food. And then, I think it was 85, we in 1985, we installed our first freeze dryer. And so it just kind of built over time slowly in trying to figure out, hey, we got to keep at the front end of this thing. We don't want it to all pass in front of us. And we really... I think at that time we were really ahead of our time, because now it's all you hear about is whole
right.
foods this and food bar this and that, you know, all the things that are going on. We really were able to catch that a lot earlier than most companies were, which has really fueled more recently our explosive growth. But we've kept our hands in the soil, so we still have like 2,000 acres of farmland. We've gotten into organic farming and doing that and really trying to treat the soil in a way that's sustainable and is really without the toxins and the pesticides. So really have invested a lot to try to do more to keep us moving forward. I think, and when we think about food and how simple it is, it's great, but if you're not growing in your backyard, it's actually very complex to get that food to everybody in a way that still has what you need out of it. You know, you can't just do whatever you want to food and then expect that it's going to do the same thing we had 100 years ago, mm-hmm. Or even 50 years ago when grandma and mom were cooking for us. You know, I loved how you were talking about earlier, the scratch, you know, making stuff from scratch. Like that's, we don't get that as much anymore, right?
No.
You know, we're cooking at home even. We're not really doing it from scratch. And so, you know, the convenience part of that, to get that into people's hands, it takes a bit, you know, mm-hmm. it takes a lot, and it takes a lot of innovation. And even, you know, from our standpoint, continue on. So Futraceuticals really is birthed from the fact that there was just more of a need for food manufacturers to have more quality testing and some of that, but really more of how do we get these things into people's hands, and then how do we do science? How do we put science behind them? How do we do the research to make sure it actually is what we think it is? And how do we uncover what's going on? Mm-hmm. You know, food is so complex. It's very difficult to study food. You know, when you study individual chemicals, it's very easy. You give one person a chemical and the other person doesn't get it, and then you figure it out. But food is so complex. And then you think about how food comes in, and really it comes in the form of a meal, right? So it's very difficult to uncover what is this actually doing. But mm-hmm. we're trying to do that. We're really trying to get down to understanding what is food going to do for us, what are these different nutrients doing in our bodies, even to the point of how they affect our genetics. You know, we have our genes, but the truth is that our genes are being expressed every day in different ways. And food, in some ways, can turn those things off and mm-hmm. turn them on.
Right.
And so it's not just like, well, I was born with this and this is all we got. Now, sometimes, you know, people do have, obviously, genetic disorders or they're missing a gene or something like that. That can't solve that, but most things can be dealt with.
Well, I was going to ask is, now you have these farms. Do you grow everything that you dehydrate?
Or
do
we don't.
Do you bring in?
No, yeah. So we're so large now, we have to we manage across a large, you know, because to keep the supply going for some of our larger suppliers, we're dealing with the largest food manufacturers in the world. To keep them going, we have to be able to get it from anywhere we can. But a lot of the culinary herbs, we're still one of the largest culinary herbs, especially organic culinary herbs in the U.S. And so, yeah, we still have our hand in a lot of that. We still do a lot of the kale and the collards and those types of greens as well. But yeah, any given day in Moments, you'll smell something different coming from one of our farms, either basil or cilantro or chives. If we're cutting that day, you can get a sense of it in the whole town almost at times of what we're doing and what we're about, because it's really kind of a neat, you know, as opposed to some of the other things you may smell from different factories.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure some of the close neighbors are having problems with cilantro when we cut it, but you know, for the most part, it really is great to just even drive through the streets when we are harvesting basil. Basil's my favorite.
Yeah.
We grow a lot of basil and process a lot of basil, but it's always great to smell it as you're just even driving into work and they're out there working in the fields.
So you guys supply food manufacturers.
Yeah. So
like who are some of those manufacturers?
Yeah. So you know, like we participated in the blackberries for Starbucks.
Okay.
And we do the roasted corn. We do some of that for Chick-fil-A. And, you know, just about any food company we work with and supply different things. So when you walk through the cereal aisle, freeze-dried berries and those type of things, we're going to be doing that. Baby cereal, you know, you name it. We got our hands in a lot of different areas of what's out there.
So I was looking at your website, and I noticed all these logos,
yeah,
all these different logos and like sports, you know.
Right.
So what are some of
yeah
those?
So Futraceuticals really has made more partnerships in the dietary supplement realm. And so once again, from a standpoint of food, Van Drunen Farms does more of that. As far as our more innovative patented ingredients, Futraceuticals is really stepping up in that arena. And so we'll work with partners not just because we supply great food ingredients, but because we have great science. And so we will team together with different universities, UC Davis and some of these different places to do the research to show that these ingredients are actually having real effects. And sports nutrition is probably one of the easiest to show that in.
Mm-hmm.
You can do some things to show like, hey, yesterday I ran this fast and today I run this fast on this supplement or whatever it is. So we have a number of ingredients that we have studied over the years that really have a lot of benefit for sports nutrition. But even beyond that, you know, a lot of companies do look to us for innovation. And so a lot of the companies that you'll find at, like Sunrise Health Foods or Balms, a lot of those ingredients are being supplied by us, especially some of the whole food blends and some of those things. So we kind of have been in a lot of places at the right time because of the way that everything has kind of shifted and the awareness that people have of what they're putting in their body. And it does matter. It does matter what we put in our bodies.
So the supplements are made with foods that you grow?
Yeah, some of them are. So some of them aren't. So some things are, so like the Fruit XB will be more like, what we would call a chelated mineral or something that would be combined together into things. But a lot of the things that we do come right from food. So like beets, we have betalains from beets. We do, just a lot of different, things that we're either extracting from foods specifically that we're looking for, or kind of a well-rounded extract that will give you a lot of different nutrients that have different effects.
And you put it in powder, and you can put that in a smoothie or something? Or?
Yeah, sometimes capsules, sometimes tablets, sometimes powders. And so, a lot of the ones that are out in powders that have whole foods in them, generally we're going to be participating with those companies. But even some of the ones that have capsules and tablets and, a number of the ingredients that we supply to really large, nutraceutical companies that are all over the globe selling these products that have one of our ingredients in there and really powering their products. So, it's amazing where I'm always amazed when I walk past the case or wherever we have the products shown mm-hmm. and where we have these things in. It's, I don't have all the names in front of me right now and I can't think of them all, but man, we really end up in a lot of these different products, especially the ones that are trying to stay at the front end mm-hmm. and trying to use research.
Anything in your mind where you could get these your products?
The one that comes to mind is Move Free from Schiff. They're one of the top joint supplements on the market, and they actually include our Fruit XB, our calcium fructoborate that we do, and they sell that globally, and they're all over the place selling that product, and they do really well selling that product, and we help power one of their Move Free products. There's so many over the years that we've been in that, Garden of Life, Beachbody.
These are products?
Yeah, different companies that have either sports-based or whole food-based. Generally, if they're doing whole food-based, they're dealing with us to some degree because we kind of, I don't know if we've cornered the market on it quite, but we from a national or global standpoint, we have our hands in it all over the place.
Well, folks, you're listening to Let's Eat with Sharon Jackson and me, Chef Nick, on 89.1 FM. And we have Joe from Future Surgicals here and Jed on the camera over here on Facebook. Call in 769-9577, 769-9577. And Joe will send you out an older but new product, Nutrum. It's great for cholesterol. It's a month supply. Give us a call, 769-9577. The items you're talking about, are they like, would we consider this superfoods?
Yeah, we call Nutrum a superfood. Trying to either take a piece of the food that really has a specific need or taking foods that are really nutrient dense. So like your greens and berries, they're kind of nutrient dense in a way that helps the body very specifically.
Well, does dehydrating them make them super? Does it concentrate it? Does it make it what's in there stronger?
It definitely helps us to get them to people in a stronger way. So one scoop is going to have a lot more in it than typically if you're going to sit down and try to prepare a bunch of vegetables or something like that. It makes it a lot easier to get those benefits because food to me, really, food is the pinnacle. Now sometimes we may change it so that it's more convenient or has more of this one property that we need. But really, food is kind of the top. That's kind of what we want to shoot for, and these other things are supporting that. Mm-hmm. Whenever we can change food, we can do it in a certain way to help support it. So like Nutrim for cholesterol, when we take the beta-glucans, the O-beta-glucans, we break the cell wall open and release those beta-glucans. We make those beta-glucans more accessible to the body so that those O-beta-glucans can be more successful. They can help us more to get rid of the cholesterol we're trying to get rid of.
Now, the Nutrim comes in like a powder form.
Mm-hmm.
And you gave Sharon some and me some. So tell us how you would serve it, how you drink it, how many times a day you might need it, things like that.
Yeah, so, one scoop twice a day. So it is a powder, mixes into just about anything.
Can you put it in a bakery item?
You can.
Yeah, I mean, if you cook it, does it destroy it?
No. So the beta-glucans are actually really stable. And so we've done a lot of different things with them, and they seem to really do well. One study that Dr. Englert did with the product, he baked it right into bread. And so people were eating it in the bread. And we've actually made bread with it. It really makes a nice bread. And it's amazing from an ingredient standpoint, which is really how we sold it for so many years, is as an ingredient standpoint. It's just so easy to use. Nobody was really selling it in that full, you know,
How long has it amount. Been out for? I mean, how long, this discovery, how long has
yeah,
it been
so
around?
Yeah, so Dr. Englert discovered it. He actually, you know, developed it essentially 20 years ago.
Okay.
And then we have taken it over, and we really got it out into the marketplace. And then about 12 years ago, we brought it direct to consumer and said, hey, we can do more with this. If we get it into people's bodies in a larger amount than what a typical manufacturer is maybe going to put a little bit in there, put a little bit in there, we want to get it in the amount that's actually going to make a difference for your health. And so that's what we did. We said, hey, let's bring this product direct to consumers. Let's get them on it in a way that's actually going to make a difference for them. And so that's what we did 12 years ago. And one scoop twice a day. And it's pretty easy because the amount you need is still not tons. You know, it's one scoop, about a tablespoon and a half. But it mixes into just about anything you do.
Yeah, you get mixed ours in orange juice.
Yeah,
it tastes like an orange Julius. That's what
it was delicious. That's yeah,
that.
You know
what? It was true. It tastes sort of like an orange Julius. Actually, you can make a smoothie out of it or something.
Yeah. So Nutra makes it easy because, like, you know, some things you kind of have to like finagle with and make them, you know, like work at it to make it taste good. But Nutra, whatever you mix it in, is really good. Smoothie is the best.
It's pretty much a neutral flavor. There's no flavors. Like you add whatever you want to.
Excuse my ignorance. It's always kind of blown my mind, but I'm baffled at the way that, you know, a food can be like lettuce, kale, or whatever, and then put into a pill.
Yes, right.
I mean, can you tell me in a quick Cliff Notes version how that's done?
It's like what Sharon says. Now, okay, say it's cabbage.
Yeah.
Is it, when you take one pill, is it like eating a whole head of cabbage?
It's like you're extracting the good stuff from it, and you're putting it into
So what we try to do is really be specific about what we're going to do to a food to get that maximum benefit. So sometimes you can just dry a food and it makes, you know, a little bit of powder. So it probably, you know, maybe a more obvious one would be like watermelon. You dry that down and it just turns into nothing, right? You got a whole watermelon and just like a teaspoon of powder. So a lot of them are like that, but sometimes we actually have to go in and get the nutrient we want. And so we have to, you know, use an innovative way to try to find out how do we extract that out of there so we can get that one nutrient or maybe a coupling of nutrients together so that we can get the benefit we want out of it. And yeah, that way we have to go through a few different processes, remove some parts and take some other parts and try to get them together in a way that's just a small amount. But really, if you need to eat enough to get that amount, you'd have to eat a tableful of it to get that amount.
Right. Is there anybody besides yourself in your mind that maybe wasn't very healthy that had, you know, took your products for a while and then their health improved?
Yeah, you know,
any kind of stories?
It's great because at the company, you know, it really is a family company. And even though it's family owned and, you know, the family, you know, a number of family members are there, everybody that works there kind of feels like that. They feel like they're part of it. And so a lot of the stories I hear are from, you know, within the company itself. And so we just moved to a different building recently. And so I got to know one of the guys there, Jim Kafton, and one day he was just going on and on about Nutrim and telling me all about Nutrim and how it has all these benefits and all he's been taking it for forever. And he was part of the initial group that was just kind of around. And the guy's like, hey, you got to try this new stuff. It's Nutrim. You got to start taking it. And he's been taking it for forever. He's been taking it for the last 20 years.
Now, is he on any cholesterol pills, you think?
No, he's not. Yeah, so he's not. I don't think he's on any medication. But yeah, we've had a number of people that they're taking the product because they're like, hey, they heard the news. And they're like, I don't want to be on medication. Let me try this thing out. You know, we sell this. Might as well give it a go.
How does it work in your system?
Yeah, so the beta-glucans, really, you know, oats, we all know, right? Mm-hmm. Oats, cholesterol, it's pretty obvious.
So it's the same as Quaker oats?
You know, the active component that beta-glucan is. So the processing, obviously, a little differently.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, that same active component, that beta-glucan portion, is really what's working in your oatmeal in the morning and what's working in Nutrim.
But more concentrated.
Yeah, so that, you know, when you think about oat bran, it's already a little bit more. And then we start with an oat bran that is really higher in beta-glucan than what you can typically buy in the store. And then we put it through those three processes that break open the cell wall, release the beta-glucans, separate it out from a little bit of that coarse fiber that's not as beneficial for cholesterol. We remove some of that, and then we dry it on really large drums. And by the time we're done with the process, you have a really super fine powder that's so easy to mix. But really, yeah, we find that releasing the beta-glucan from the cell wall probably what's making Nutrium so successful. And then the fact that people can do it. You know, to try to get somebody to eat oatmeal twice a day, mm-hmm. they'd freak out. Right. And then, you know, then you got to add something to it. And then what are you adding to it to
sugar.
Take away
like
from
something.
It?
Sure, that's what I do.
Need a little butter. A little
yeah, those little packets that falls out, like the little sugar thing yeah. falls out of it. But yeah, so, you know, it just really, the nice thing about it is, we're not asking people to change their life, just put a little bit of this into mm-hmm. what you're already doing. And so that's really what I think the biggest benefit that Nutrium gives is just keep going and don't think about like, oh, I got to take my Nutrium again. Just start mixing it in. Eventually people can find ways to mix it into what they're already eating. Mm-hmm. And so I'll just mix it
in. Oh, so you
right
can just
in.
Mix it in. You don't have yeah. to go through, the, like say I'm eating some...
salad dressing?
Yeah, salad dressing yeah. can go in there.
See, that's
We've
a
made
thing.
A recipe like that.
So folks, you need to call in 769-9577. And get a month's supply of Nutrium. Be like me. I take a really small cholesterol pill. I think I'm going
to
try it for a month.
Yeah, I would like to.
You know
to
what I mean?
Well. Yeah,
you know, absolutely. And I, you know, it's a natural way of reducing your cholesterol.
You are listening to Let's Eat with Chef Nick. Thanks for listening. Give Chef Nick a call at 219-769-9577 to take part in the conversation or ask a question, and you could win a gift card to Chef Nick's Eatery in Winfield, or you could win a prize from one of his guests. 219-769-9577. That'll get you right to Chef Nick at Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM.
Welcome back to Nutrium Hour. We're here with Joe Supitz and Jed from Future Surticals. They have a place right here in Crown Point, right off of Broadway. It was the old Dawn's plant. Tell us what goes on in those four walls over there.
Yeah, so yeah, we started that up a couple years ago and really was a kind of a state-of-the-art building for us and really the processing. But specifically in that building, we do freeze-drying.
Okay.
And so a lot of the berries will come through there. So if it's harvest season, our freezers will just be full of berries. And like floor to ceiling, the freezer inside that place is, it's amazing. It's like 5 stories tall, and like they have
wow.
special
wow.
forklifts that have to go up there. And, you know, they have lasers that kind of line it up for them. But yeah, that's what we're doing over there. And a lot of the berries end up going through freeze drying because they have those delicate processes that we're trying to.
So you don't do the Nutrium there?
No, they don't do any drum drying there. That's going to be done in Moments. So when we make the product, we're actually making it. So we drive to Moments every day. So I'm crazy. I kind of go the other way. So I'm driving from Crown Point out to Moments, mm-hmm. and that's where we have most of our facilities out there, and that's where we do the drum drying, and actually we dry the product right behind where we're taking phone calls at. So the building behind us, we're actually making the product.
You guys give tours?
We do to companies mostly. I don't
okay.
know if we do a lot
oh, okay. not
of every
the
once in a while, you know, we'll do an open house in Moments or something like that. We had when we built our new building for Futureceuticals, it was about 6 years ago or so, probably more than that now. And we opened it up and wanted to show everybody around, you just kind of see what we're doing. Because I don't think a lot of people around this area
know
how
you know,
big
I,
we are. And
I thought you guys were just producing, like cutting up lettuce and stuff in that building.
Right.
I mean,
yeah.
I didn't realize that you guys were freeze drying and all that kind of
thing. Yeah, we're shipping those all over the world. And when we get done with that, those are going everywhere. So.
So this is pretty like intense, right, with
mm-hmm.
this food?
So, yeah, this is actually making me think.
Yeah. Well, you know, think about it. If you're on a diet, this can help you out.
Well,
you can
yeah.
get all your supplements and just cut down on the food that you eat, and you shouldn't miss anything.
Does any of this stuff aid in weight loss?
You know what? I've had people tell me that with the Nutrium.
Well, like,
because it's fiber.
I don't mean to cut you off, but when Joe gave me some of the Nutrium, I actually felt like I got a little surge of energy. And he says sometimes people get that.
Yeah, we had actually one of the people I was thinking about when you say, like, have you had people report back? We had a girl working for us, and she gave it to her mom. She had really dramatic effects with her cholesterol, but she just loved taking the product.
Mm-hmm.
So digestive health-wise, you know, if you think about oats, like an oat bath, mm-hmm. you know, those beta-glucans really are what making you feel good when you take, like, an oat bath to soothe the skin. That's happening on the inside as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so from a digestive standpoint, beta-glucans can have some benefit. They feed good bacteria, so those beta-glucans actually have benefits for probiotics, some of the things.
So it does have some of that in there.
Yeah.
It can help you out.
Yeah, so it's going to feed that in your own good bacteria. That's what really the science is kind of leaning, I think, a little more that way. Instead of just pumping probiotics all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Can we just feed our good bacteria, help them to kind of win the battle that's going on down there so that they grow more and we get more of them in there?
In your gut, you mean?
In the gut, yeah.
So do you get these certified? Like, see, I take fish pills. I only take Nature Made because I watched a PBS show about vitamins, and I'm surprised how many are not tested or certified at all.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I know they are. Because they showed it. Are you guys sort of like them?
Yeah, so we do a lot of third-party testing. So we have in-house labs. We do a lot of research and testing there. But then also we do send a lot out to third-party to get that verification and make sure that what our product is what we said it was. And just in case our methods maybe are off that day or something like that, that we're making sure that we're getting what we need.
Can you overuse it? Can you overdrink it? Can it really...
Yeah.
Can it? I hate to say it like this, folks. Can it run right through you if you drink, if you take too much?
You know what? There was one study that was done by Dr. Englert where he did 8 scoops a day for these people.
Uh-huh.
And so really, and they didn't even, you know, so even knowing that, you'd expect to see some people have some of that problem. So no, they didn't really. Once again, we think about this. This is not something foreign to the body. This is something that your body's used to. You know, for thousands of years, we've been eating these kinds of things. So yeah, not typically a problem. Every once in a while, though, somebody has a sensitive GI tract, they're going to have more gas and bloating, those kind of things as they adjust. Most people are going to adjust to it because it's, you know, as you eat more of anything that's good for you, your body does have to readjust. It's like, well, I wasn't getting this before. Now my body's getting this new. And it's like, even inside your body, like it's talked about good bacteria, everything starts to shift a little bit when you start to change the diet. So sometimes people start on a really healthy diet, and then they kind of give up. They're like, oh, I don't know if I want to do this anymore because my body is doing things I don't like. But sometimes it's just a chance for your body to like get back to where it needs to be. And in that transition, you're kind of like, oh, I don't know. But yeah, typically something like this, a soluble fiber, people are going to adjust to and do really well with long term.
Mm-hmm.
You do coffees. Now, when you say you do coffees, how's that work? I mean, are you actually roasting coffee beans, or are you just giving the supplement and the roasters do everything?
Yeah, so we do.
You're saying you deal with Starbucks and things.
Well,
Starbucks.
Yeah, so coffee-wise, we didn't do that with them. We did. They did like an iced tea that had like freeze-dried blackberries in it.
Mm-hmm.
And so we supplied some of the blackberries for that. But we do actually have a really interesting story around one of the products we do. One of our better products from Futraceuticals is a product called Coffee Berry. And what happens there is when we harvest coffee, we're going for the bean, mm-hmm. the green bean, and then we roast it, and then it makes coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's actually a really high antioxidant cherry around that bean. So as you're picking it, it looks like you're picking a cherry off a tree, and you never guess that there's that coffee bean inside of it. Well, we realized there are a lot of benefits to that coffee fruit that we are throwing away.
Hmm.
And we realized we actually worked with that and said, hey, we can innovate this. It was really hard because it spoiled right away. You couldn't do anything with it. It's like, wow, this has lots of great benefits, but you can't do anything with it because it just instantly spoils. So we started to work on methods that would help preserve that. And so we talk about whole foods. This is my favorite way to talk about, you know, we drink a lot of coffee, but, you know, think about whole food coffee. Like we're missing, there's a whole big part of coffee that we're actually missing because we threw out probably one of the best parts when we took the antioxidants and tossed them in the garbage.
Does that have a name, the cherry around the coffee bean?
It's called a coffee cherry,
okay.
but yeah, so our product we have is called Coffee Berry, so we just like, you know, that's our phrase for it, I guess, our way of calling it. But yeah, it really is unique in the profile it has of the types of antioxidants in it. Once again, the more we explore food, the more we are just surprised about how much stuff is in there. There's just so much going on that benefits our bodies that we don't even think about.
Mm-hmm.
We just put it in our mouth and it kind of does its thing.
Mm-hmm.
But when it doesn't do its thing, you know, we're not supplying what it needs, all of a sudden things start breaking down. We're like, wait a minute, maybe there's something going on here. And that's the beauty of something like Coffee Berry, really able to put back into, you know, what into our food, something we do on a regular basis that we should be getting anyways, that really rounds it out.
Folks, if you want to get a month's supply of Nutrum, call in 769-9577, 769-9577. We have Joe Supas from Futraceutical and his partner, Jed, over here on Facebook, and we'd be happy to send it out to you. You know what? You guys do cosmetic stuff?
We supply some cosmetic companies, so we worked on some innovative IP with cosmetic companies to help them.
IP?
intellectual properties, things that are like trademarked and you know, have science behind them and things that are really innovative. So we have done that in the past. We don't specifically do anything with that.
So what would you send a cosmetic company? How would you benefit them? I mean, is it like a filler that you send, or send dehydrated cucumbers so when they put it on their eyes that are swollen, they go down? I mean,
I should talk to the sales team about that. That's a good idea.
You always see people with the cucumbers on their eyes to take down the swelling. I'm just wondering if there's. You know,
I have a funny story about that. My friend's sister tried to put cucumbers on her eyes. She laid on the couch and the dog jumped on her. All of a sudden, she saw this big dog tooth come in her eye. Just ate the cucumbers right off her eyes. It's just cute.
It's a quick way to lose an eye that way.
So, I mean, your products. I mean, when you do cosmetic, is it for a municipal property or is it just a filler?
Yeah, no, it typically has some kind of property that's going to benefit the skin or whatever they're going to try to do with. So that has been a little more shrouded.
That's a little bit tougher, isn't it?
Well, and really, when you talk about cosmetics, there's just so much more hidden there about what they're trying to keep secret so they can do better than their competitors. So I don't really have a lot of the lowdown on that side, but I know in the past I have heard that. That some of our products have gone that direction. And we've worked together with those companies. Yeah. So the nice thing is, a lot of times we'll work with those companies.
Guys that just were farmers in the 1800s. Look at this.
Another scientist.
And driving spaceships.
It's so funny, too, because I had one farmer I was just talking to. I didn't even know he knew the Van Drunens. But he was just talking about, you know, so it's Kevin Van Drunen and Jeff Van Drunen, two brothers that are really running both those companies now. So they've kept it with the family. And both those brothers, they're just awesome because they both like to innovate. They both like to think about the future, but they're both very different.
They're progressive.
Yeah, and they're both very different from each other. They bring an incredible balance, which has really helped us to grow as we've grown the last few years. We really have exploded in the last few years. But they were telling me about, you know, this old farmer was telling me about their dad, Ed, and how he was just so excited about this freeze-drying thing, and he brought him into the barn. He's like, hey, look at this, and he showed him these things. And the guy was just, he's just bubbling over. But it was, you know, keeping that eye on the future to say, hey, there's more to this. You know, we could be doing more. You know, we kind of have this farming thing down. We're pretty good at it. And I tell you what, those guys on the farm, they are incredible. And we talked to we were talking to some of the machinists out there the other day. Those guys are doing things that are incredible out there, and they're building things right there. Like, we do a lot of our own custom work to build things because we're harvesting things that people don't typically harvest.
Right.
And so we're building the things to harvest those. And it's just awesome to see those guys talk about it. They're passionate too. It is awesome to hear the passion you hear around it. And for innovation as we're moving forward.
You do hops too?
No, we don't.
Wondering if you had some super hop out there.
We have freeze-dried some stuff that it seemed like more in that realm of, it was pretty fun. But yeah,
how about hemp? You guys into hemp yet?
No, we don't. Not that I'm aware of. So okay. I don't also get the load on everything that's happening as well.
How about, I was reading, I'm almost sure you do pet wellness items.
Yes.
And I'm a dog lover. I'm a dog's best friend.
Right.
So what do you do for pets?
Well, yeah, so this is the same realm, right? So more and more, it's amazing to see, in the health food realm as I worked there, that people started feeding their dogs better than they were feeding themselves. They're like, I don't really care about my dog. I cannot feed my dog something that... So really, the fact that we process those whole foods and we're making those available, that has a lot of attraction. You know, as people want to see less ingredients... You know, to get less ingredients is not that easy. You know, if you're going to leave out preservatives and some of the other things, you have to be doing things, you know, they have to be dry and they have to be all these different properties that we're able to provide. We're able to provide those things, the whole foods, in a way that really, it makes it so it has good shelf life and is available.
So when you do the pet stuff, so you do supplements for like bigger dog food producers.
Right.
So you don't produce anything yourself. Yeah. You just send it to them. Yes. So what are some of the things you would send? Like, is it like, okay, my dog gets Purina dog food and it has these little green things in there that look like dehydrated peas or something like. Is that the items you guys do? Stuff like that?
So one of the things I know we do, because I grab it every once in a while when they have it out of testing or something like that, is available. We have guinea pigs at home, and so they have those little tiny strawberry pieces.
Oh, they love those. I had a guinea pig that loved those things. Yeah.
So they eat those up.
They sit there with their little hands like...
Yeah,
they're the funniest. Huh?
Yeah, so yeah, that kind of stuff. We made some clusters and some different chews and different things for dogs. So yeah, we're really, once again, we're creating enough innovation to give to those food companies and just really to enliven their creativity.
You guys are the aggressor. You're like, you ever hear the theory of the aggressor, the one that's ahead of the thing? That's what you guys are. You're like the tip of the spear.
You know what, though? You look 20 years ago, we didn't know that.
Is it because of the internet, you think? Did that help?
You know what, transparency?
Or is it just how people's food diets have become and what they're aware of now?
I think both have happened together. I think the transparency the internet has brought to these things, now everybody's communicating in a way that's like, yeah, we want to know what's in our food. We want to know. And they're going right to the company. Before, you wouldn't do that, right? Mm-hmm. You wouldn't go right to the company and be like, what's all in here? And you know,
at the restaurant, believe me, we get a question a day of what's in it or something like that.
Yeah, and through social media, it really opened that door to say, I can go right to the company.
Right.
I can post right on your page.
Everybody's right, a lot more accessible.
Right.
Communications more accessible, you know, companies, people. So in which stores would people be able to get your products?
Yeah, so some of the more, you know, I was thinking about as we were talking about the pet thing, we do have like the freeze-dried fruit. We supply a lot of freeze-dried fruit to like Target or something like that.
I was thinking about doing that too. For pets,
for
my dog, because I feed them bananas. I feed them certain things. I say, you know, they should just, I guess I don't go into pet stores too often, but you guys do that already.
Yeah, so that's the nice thing, is it?
I give up.
All that little... I don't know, the cucumber thing. You got something with the cucumber thing. I'll have to hit our sales team up with that one.
So when you go into like these, really they're like the PetSmarts, and they got like freeze-dried, I've seen that, like strawberries. Mm-hmm. That's from you guys.
Yeah, and like different meal kits that you see for like, you know, I'm trying to think of things that you find that is more like, you know, right in the finish that you can imagine, but like for like hiking. Mm-hmm. You got the freeze-dried stuff there.
So you guys are gluten-free on most of your items? No, you can't, because the oats have gluten in them. You can't eat the oats.
Well, yeah, so we are moving that direction in a lot of different ways. So we have different grains that are available that are gluten-free, and so you have to kind of separate things out, and you have to do a lot more work on the front end to do that. But, yeah, that's the beauty of it. The consumer demands, and you see it right all the way up to the raw material manufacturer, they have to change.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so the more demand is there, the more those things change from a manufacturing side even. We have to change as well.
So you deal with your products deal with joint health?
Mm-hmm.
What do you use for joint health?
Yeah, so Fruit XB is...
Because you know why? Because I'm on my feet all day, and actually the fish oil pills seem to help my knees.
Yeah, that's
but
right.
I'm just wondering if there's something else out there.
Yeah, so Fruit XB is the one we have. It's a mineral complex, and we've been selling that for about 20 years as well. And that really, that's the one that's powering that move-free product. And really, we've done a lot of research on that product specifically mm-hmm. to show that it's beneficial. And so for mobility and flexibility.
Is that made out of like flaxseed oil? I mean, what
No,
do you guys...
so this is a mineral complex. So it's actually a boron fructoborate mineral complex. And so we
that just went like a spaceship over my head.
So you think about, you know, it's easiest to think about it this way. You know, minerals take up, our plants take up minerals,
right?
And we eat those plants and we get the benefit. And so actually, without packaging, you know, it starts actually in the ground with the microbes. But food starts to package things for us and we eat it. And we don't think much about it. You know, so if we went out to go get, you know, eat some chalk, it's not really going to do as much for us as if we get it right from a plant.
Right.
And so, you know, plants are going to package these things in certain ways, and fruits and vegetables will package these things. So like boron as a mineral, it will package it as fructoborate. And so it's a mineral complex. And so we've actually saw in there was some older research that showed that the countries that had lower amounts of boron in the soil and then subsequently less fructoborate in the foods had higher rates of joint issues.
Oh, really?
And those that had the highest amount had the lowest.
Hmm.
You know, so like Israel, I guess, really high in boron. And so then it sparked some ideas like, well, we should make something like that. We should make a product like that. And so we worked together with the innovator of that product. And so we bring that. And we really have seen phenomenal results in quickly, too. So a lot of our research shows within 7 days, people are seeing results for mobility. I've had a doctor I talked to in Canada. He just loves the product. He gives it to a lot of his patients, make sure that they're on it because they're seeing results right away.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any products for like stomach bloating?
You know, that one's a little more complex. Actually, you know, from a personal standpoint, I'd like to know more about what's actually going on there because it's a really dynamic thing that's going on inside because... you know, you have kind of a mini fermentation tank down there, and it's mm-hmm. kind of doing its thing. And when it gets out of balance, it starts to do things in a way that you don't want it to. So, Yeah, that one's a little more, you know, so a product like Nutrim for some people actually will help that. So some people will experience gas and bloating.
Right.
But some people will actually help because it's going to bring that balance to their own good bacteria by feeding their own good bacteria. So, yeah, this idea of prebiotics is really how they call it now. You know, feeding that good bacteria, Nutrim is going to help.
So you have a whole panel of scientists in your place?
We do. We have a number of different researchers and scientists. So we actually have a biology research laboratory in Irvine, California.
Oh, wow.
Where they're working together with also different researchers to really try to figure out what's going on. And we really try to stay at the forefront when food was being innovated and trying to figure out what's going on here. When, like, you know, probably have heard of antioxidants by now. Mm-hmm. And back then it was called ORAC scoring. You know, how do we find out how much antioxidant capacity this has? How good of an antioxidant is this? We were at the forefront of that, and then we were trying to figure out what else is there. What other markers like that could we figure out? And so, yeah, we over the years have always, we've always done that. We've always had PhDs around that could help us to navigate some of these tougher issues and really understand what's going on inside the food.
So who decides what avenue you're going to go into? Because you guys deal with skin health, hair health,
yeah,
nail health.
Just about any part of the body.
How about vision?
Yeah, so you know, all those nutrients. Yeah.
Who decides? Hey, we're going to spearhead and go this way.
Yeah, we have a whole team, an R&D team.
Okay.
And they all work together. So they'll sit down in a room and they'll wrestle through it. We'll have full day initiatives.
Wow.
Where people will come in from around the country that have, you know, been working with us, and they'll just hash it out and say, hey, we got to move these things forward.
Joe, R&D, research and development.
Yeah.
Joe, we just blew by a whole hour.
Yeah. So and you're a scientist as well?
No, I'm not technically a scientist. So I have a degree in biomedical sciences, and I joke to my wife that I'm a biomedical scientist, but I think unless you have a job as a scientist, I don't think
so. What's the mission statement of the company? Since you guys do so many things, what do you guys want to put out there?
And so really the core of what we're trying to do is honor God in all we do. We're trying to help people develop, and then we're trying to get world-class products out into the marketplace and supply our manufacturers that we're selling to with innovative and you know, effective products.
Website, real quick.
Yeah, Nutrim.com, Nutrim.com.
You got about 20 seconds. Tell us why we should take Nutrim.
Yeah, so Nutrim really is, when you're looking at to do something different than what you're doing now to support what you're already doing from a diet standpoint, you know, getting those beta-glucans that we've been studying for 60 years in a way that's super easy to do, going to help grab that cholesterol, get it out of the body, work with your body naturally.
Well, I want to thank Joe Supas. I want to thank Jed from Future Circles, a division of Van Durham Farms over in Crown Point over here. I want to thank you for coming on the radio, spending some time with us on your busy day. You know what? I take cholesterol pills. I'm going to take a couple canisters home, and I'm going to give it a shot. I go to a doctor twice a year, and they test my blood and see if my cholesterol is fine. We'll see if it does better for me.
Right on.
So I want to thank you both for stopping in today, this afternoon. And I want to thank all the listeners for listening to us. It was pretty much an educational hour, wasn't it, Sharon?
Very much so, yes.
Learned a lot. I mean, it's probably the first time we had, like, food science on the show. But it was good.
Yeah,
it was
very good.
Very fun. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.
I want to tell everyone out there, you know, have a safe weekend. It's going to be hot out. Hot doesn't mean to be crazy. Hot means to take it easy. Relax. And everyone out there, you know, have a great weekend. And all I got to say is, like I always do, ciao.